يا أول كل شيء وآخر.
We're not in the front lines out there. We're not being targeted. What we can do is create awareness.
If you look at the human race, there's one thing that we all unanimously agree, that in order to succeed in this world, one has to struggle.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is Foresight, and I'm your host, Mehdi. Please stay with us.
كل شيء ومليك يا رب كل شيء وسانع يا خالق كل شيء وورث.
Today's tip: how much pressure should we put on ourselves while we conduct our ubudiyah, our worship, our servitude, and our obedience to Allah? So, dear listeners, we are humbly at your service here on Foresight, talking about something which is quite important, and that is how much pressure should we put on ourselves when it comes to our ubudiyah, our worship, our servitude, and our obedience to Allah. Now, this is something that most probably we have asked ourselves, or we have asked somebody else about, is how much pressure should we put on ourselves when it comes to conducting our ubudiyah, doing our ubudiyah, our worship, our servitude, and our obedience to the Almighty Allah. Now, of course, you know, first and foremost, we need to realize that we should put pressure on ourselves in order to conduct the various forms of ubudiyah, worship and servitude and obedience to Allah. So I think we should start with the things that are wajib, the things that are obligatory, and the things that are haram, the things that are prohibited. Now, when it comes to the wajib things, the things that are obligatory, and when it comes to the haram things, the things that are prohibited, we should put the utmost pressure on ourselves to do the wajib things and to not do the haram things, right? So these are two aspects in which we do need to put pressure on ourselves, right? Now, when it comes to the recommended things, the things that are mustahab, they are recommended, or the things that are makruh, it is better to not do those things, they are makruh. In these fields, we don't need to put as much pressure, at least in the initial stages of spiritual wayfaring. And of course, the things that are mubah, that they are neutral, you know, there is neither for or against, well, you know, that is even a, you know, last part of where we should be putting our pressure on. So we should put pressure on ourselves when it comes to the, for example, 5 daily prayers. Now, of course, this also depends. Everything needs to be in balance. So, for example, if for whatever reason, God forbid, we're not doing any of the 5 daily prayers, well, we probably should not put pressure on ourselves that from tomorrow, we're going to read all 5 with the utmost pressure. Everybody needs to gauge themselves and be sincere with themselves as well. So sometimes we have a tendency to fool ourselves and say, you know, I can only do 1 prayer a day for the next 6 months until I get to the 2nd prayer. Now, maybe there's somebody out there like that, but I highly doubt it. Most of us should not fool ourselves. We should be sincere, you know, that, okay, tomorrow I will at least pray 1 prayer. And the next day I will pray, you know, 2 prayers. And the next day I will pray 3 prayers. Or tomorrow I will do 4. Or tomorrow. And in this manner, we need to put pressure on ourselves so that we start doing at least the wajib prayers. When it comes to fasting, you know, if for some reason we haven't fasted in our lives. Well, this holy month of Ramadan, we are going to, the first week, we're going to fast, right? And gauge yourself. The point of what I'm trying to make is sometimes if we put too much pressure on ourselves, we aren't able to do anything. And this itself is one of the tricks of Satan, is to somehow, you know, have us put so much pressure on ourselves. And even if it isn't Satan, even if we have a positive, you know, outlook, or we have a good intention, we put a lot of pressure on ourselves. And what that does is that ends up breaking us. IRIB English Radio. Please follow our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir. And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Asad Jafari.
We're not in the front lines out there. We're not being targeted. What we can do is create awareness. But that awareness has to come within first. And part of that process is to adopt the seerah of the Ahlul Bayt. One seerah of the Ahlul Bayt that we have to understand in this era of the ghibat of the Imam is the ability to turn hardship into worship. It's not going to get any easier. Our fifth Imam says that if the individuals knew the events that would lead towards the zuhur of my grandson, they wouldn't want to be alive during that time. Amir al-Mu'mineen was hit with a poisonous sword on the morning of the 19th of Ramadan. He said one phrase. Is a very famous statement, he says. I would say, Amir al-Mu'mineen, you were the one that destroyed 70 kuffar in Badr. You were the one that ripped the door of Khaybar. You were the one that killed Amr ibn Abdaud. You were the one that the Prophet said, you kullu iman in Jangi Khandak. You were 33 years old in Ghadir. But nowhere do we hear the announcement of the success of Amir al-Mu'mineen. When he was hit with the sword, he announced his success. The hardship of that moment turned into the worship of Amir al-Mu'mineen. You asked the sister Imam Hussein, Bibi Zainab, salamullah alayha, that how did you find the day of Ashura? Imam Hussein's mission of Karbala ended on Asra Ashur, physically at least. She took that and she continued it all the way back to Medina. It's not easy to take 200 plus kids on that journey. It's not easy to take Imamat on your back across that journey, but she did that. And she witnessed everything from the shahadat of her own sons, her own nephews, her own brother, everything. And when she was asked, she simply said, what? Ma ra'aytuhu illa jamila. I saw nothing on that day but beauty. Can you imagine for a moment? Watch your brother who has been with you since day number one, 200 plus arrows in his body. And you're witnessing that with your own eyes. And you equate that to beauty? Ma ra'aytuhu illa jamila. Hardship into worship.
Welcome back, dear listeners. This is Foresight on IRIB English Radio. So we're talking about how much pressure to put on ourselves when it comes to our ubudiyah, our worship, our servitude, and our obedience to Allah. So we said that, you know, we have to be careful because sometimes, yes, we have this really good energy and we have this very positive outlook and this good niyyah, this good intention, you know, and we end up putting so much pressure on ourselves and we end up burdening ourselves so much that we cannot bear that pressure, sometimes because we're young, sometimes because we're inexperienced, or sometimes because, you know, we don't know what exactly is going on. And so many of these spiritual wayfaring masters, they have told us that In whatever stage of this spiritual wayfaring that one is, this ubudiya that an individual is in, this worship, this servitude, and this obedience to the Almighty Allah, is to always be aware of what condition their soul is in, and to try to be kind and have a caring outlook to one's soul and avoid burdening it more than it can bear. Because if we put too much pressure, then it'll end up breaking. But that does not mean that we shouldn't put any pressure. Now, when it comes to the haram things and the prohibited things, we can't just be like, okay, I'm not going to put any pressure. I'm going to go ahead and, God forbid, I'm just going to drink, you know, one bottle of alcohol. No, we, in that situation, we have to put a lot of pressure on ourselves, and we need to stop, you know, and realize that these things are haram. But in other things, you know, for example, things that are not haram, we don't necessarily have to put too much pressure. So we have to, at the end of the day, I think, be sincere with ourselves, be sincere with the Almighty Allah. Our intention must be sincere. And we have to remember that these things are processes. They happen over a long period of time, you know? And yes, you know, we can't just, you know, be kind of lazy for the fajr, the morning pre-dawn prayers, right? We can't just be like, well, I'm tired. I'm not going to put pressure on myself, you know, put the alarm on snooze. That's not being sincere with ourselves, and it's not being sincere with the Almighty Allah. And if we are sincere with ourselves, especially when we realize that this is something which will build our hereafter, it will build our eternal home, and it is something that is required from us by the Almighty Allah for our benefit, then we will start to put pressure on ourselves, and we will try, and we will struggle. You know, one of the very general meanings of jihad is struggle, is to fight, is to work hard, is to be tireless in our efforts and struggle, you know, in order to walk this path of the Almighty Allah and this path of ubudiya, the worship, the servitude, and the obedience to Allah.
Muhammad, ya Rasul Allah, ya Habib Allah, ya Khalil Allah, Muhammad.
Now we invite you to listen to Brother Hassanain Rajabali.
If you look at the human race, there is one thing that we all unanimously agree, that in order to succeed in this world, one has to struggle. And we actually honor people when they struggle, because a lazy person, a person who takes shortcuts, is not a very progressive individual. So we understand that as a reality in our existence. Having said that, when God asks us to sacrifice, that's in line with this reality. And therefore, we find that when a person is willing to sacrifice, it's a very positive situation. It's not negative. In fact, the term love, which we all like to use very much, when we say we love you, we love the world, it's a loving world. The word love is a very positive term generally. But we find love is meaningless if the word and the reality of sacrifice is not in line with it, juxtaposition with it. So one can never say that I love you without being willing to sacrifice. So sacrifice and love are synonymous terms that cannot be replaced. So having said that, when God asks us to sacrifice, it's not to cause harm and struggle upon us, unnecessary struggle, but it is to prove the point of love. And that position of love has a direct position with one's ability to sacrifice, which is why God is demanding sacrifices from us. Yeah.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the program, Foresight. For more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Until another episode, God bless you and fi amanillah.